Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC, Terry Stacy and Tina McIntosh. And we, as always, want to thank our friends at American Senior Communities for their continued support of Caregiver Crossing. And we're going to talk a little bit about Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living with our friend Kara Leek from Community Outreach. Hello, Kara.
Hello. Good morning.
I'm doing very well. Good morning. I almost answered a question you didn't ask because I'm excited to ask you, you young lover. You are all engaged.
Yes, engaged and happy and in love.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
When is the wedding? When will it be?
Oh, that is the ultimate question. I wish I knew.
Yeah. She just got engaged like 2 weeks ago.
I guess, you know, I forget how quickly it all moved. I mean, I moved much quicker. I was got the ring and then I was boom, pick a date.
Oh my goodness. Pick I can hardly sleep at night because I'm picking. I want to do a destination wedding. So
nice.
There's a lot that goes into that.
Sure so is
I can
a lot.
Terry, I can hardly wait for us to go to Kara's destination wedding. It's going to be so much fun.
I pick Belize. Belize, please.
Well, Kara Leek, we are excited, very excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we like Kara a lot.
Thank you. I'm so happy. My cheeks have been hurting. I've been smiling so much.
She really is darling. So this is great. We're very, very happy for you. And it's always good to have you back with us.
I enjoy it.
You are the official community outreach for Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living.
Yes.
And there is lots going on for you all there. What's the latest and the greatest?
We have the full service, so full continuum of care. So in one side, there's the long-term care, skilled nursing, short-term rehab, and memory care. And then I'm from the assisted living, in which we have the 24/7 nursing care and the independent apartments for each of our residents. And we, as a campus, we are planning a health fair. So we are very excited about this. This is our first health fair, which will be for the community. The title is Live Well and Flourish. Our health fair will be held at our campus on September 17th from 10 to 1.
Okay, so that's this Thursday. And you said what time
17th.
Again?
17th.
Right,
yes.
Right,
yes.
So I think that's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, Thursday. I bet they have elephant ears.
And yes. Well, we're going
wait a minute. She said
the
live
healthy
well.
Foods.
She said fair, too. And I went right to elephant ears.
We'll have smoothies. How about that?
That's good. I'll take that.
I'll take a smoothie. And it's from what time again?
It is from 10 to 1.
Okay, and do people just show up for
yes,
the health
they show up. We'll have golf carts, entertainment. The main.
Wait, hold on. Golf carts, comma, entertainment,
yes,
right? I just want to make
carts.
Sure we're not having golf carts entertainment.
Golf carts and entertainment. The golf carts will take you between the two buildings.
Okay, great.
So we'll have the vendors on the skilled nursing side, and then the assisted living will have the food, registration, we'll have entertainment, yoga, and we're doing a $250 door prize. And each of the vendors are also doing a entry drawing at their booths.
So people just show up. Any cost to attend?
No, it's free to attend, and it's all health screenings that are free of cost. So, for instance, we have Riverview Health that is coming and is going to be a part of our health fair. They are doing a skin care screening. St. Vincent's is doing a podiatry screening. So all of these screenings, are a part of the Living Well and Flourish. So I've selected each of the categories from Living Well and Flourish, from audiologist to dentist to optometrist.
Wow.
All of these healthcare professionals coming out to take their time to do the health screening. So
dentist, we don't talk a lot about a dentist being at a health fair. That seems rather, that's a little rare.
We have great professional partners in Fishers.
Well, and what ages? I mean, do you have to be a certain age to attend?
We are targeting 65 and older, but you certainly do not have to be 65 or older. If it's a resource fair, so it's for, all those who would benefit from the services that we offer.
Yeah, and, we've been talking a lot about these kinds of fairs. I know American Senior Communities have been doing these and been very successful with them at different facilities. And I would imagine your purpose is, one, to show people that you are community-minded, right, and to
absolutely
be helpful.
Absolutely.
And then, obviously, you get people in your four walls, and they realize how beautiful and wonderful and home-like and caring you really are.
Yes.
So if and when the time comes, It's a natural thing for them to walk back through your doors?
Yes, indeed. The biggest thing when it comes to assisted living is the comfort. Coming into an assisted living and feeling comfortable with your surroundings. And the more you come in, the more you're educated on the community and what the communities offer, the more comfortable you feel. So it's just a way to invite the, you know, community in on a non, you know, aggressive standpoint. So it's a neutral ground. You know, they're coming in for the health fair, and you can still, you know, get the feel and, you know, see the environment and all that we offer at Allisonville Meadows.
So I might suggest, because we get this question a lot about how do you start conversations with mom or dad or spouse or, you know, whoever it is that has a life-altering diagnosis in your life, I might suggest this is a great opportunity to put him or her in the car with you and say, hey, there's a free health fair. They got smoothies. We're, you know, we're going to go eat some food and drink a smoothie and participate in all these free screenings.
Absolutely.
Enter for a door prize. Door prizes.
Yes.
You know, and bring that person to Allisonville Meadows this Thursday from 10 to 1 and participate in this.
Yes.
And that might be a great conversation starter just in itself.
It is. And it's a good introduction. It's a good way, like I said, to be familiar with seeing the other residents and seeing the staff and the community involvement, because assisted living, it does, you know, I can't, the title Live Well and Flourish, that's how I feel about assisted living, is that it helps you live well and flourish. It gives you the systems in place to maintain your quality of life and success as you get older.
So Kara Leek, who's the community outreach with Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living, what is assisted living though? You know, it's hard. You hear independent living and nursing home and skilled care. And what is assisted living?
Assisted living, basically what determines us different from independent living is we're licensed. So we are overseen by the State Department of Health, which we did receive a 100% initial survey, which we're very proud of.
Congratulations.
And then also the biggest component is that we have nurses on site 24/7. We also have aides. So clinically, we have a chart for every resident and can provide the clinical support as well as the lifestyle support to make the residents successful while they live with us.
And if I'm a resident, what does my home unit look like?
It's just like an apartment, just like you rent an apartment and you have a one bedroom, studio, two bedroom. Each of the residents bring in their own furniture, decorate it, paint it, make it most homey and comfortable for them. But they just have that extra support to help them, you know, stay safe and secure and happy with the other residents and the support from the staff.
Kara Leek is with us, community outreach for Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. Coming up on the 17th of this month, they are having a health fair. Before we let you go, anything that people need to bring with them, if they're going to need paperwork, if there's blood work to be done, do they need to not eat that? Do they need to fast that morning?
No fasting is necessary. Okay. I would wear tennis shoes for those that are able to walk back and forth. And then also your insurance cards. The only screening, we have vaccinations that will be provided by Walgreens.
Okay.
So they will bill the insurance. We'll have the flu vaccination as well as the pneumonia vaccination.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. And for more information, where do we go?
ASCSeniorCare.com.
ASCSeniorCare.com. Kara Leek, Community Outreach, Allisonville Meadows Assisted Living. It's going to be a great event, September 17th at Allisonville Meadows. What's the address?
10410 Allisonville Road, Fishers, Indiana, 46038.
Okay, got it. Kara, thanks for coming to see us again.
Thank you.
The news is next, 93 WIBC.